Talk to me, no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. September. Wow. September 2023. Seems like only yesterday COVID started. Oh, wait. Yeah, it was just 3 years ago. Anyway, 2023 is beginning to wind to its close. For me, this is my favorite time of year. It gets cooler outside. I love being outside and walking when it's cooler. In fact, I'm trying an experiment. I'm actually doing my podcast while I'm outside today. I'm out walking with my walking companion, Puck, the star of my many pictures that I share on Instagram about Puck's walk. So we're actually on Puck's walk right now. Anyway, a number of other things, taking a look at a lot of technology things, as always, finally getting to the last couple of boxes. So the basement is starting to come together, which makes me happy. I have less and less stress. I'm still missing a box, which makes me nervous, because of course the one box you don't have is always the box that has the most expensive stuff, but in particular the stuff that I'm looking for in the box that I don't have happens to be a couple of cameras that I wanted to set up. So I'm kind of frustrated that I don't have it, but I do understand, and I'll keep looking, and I'm hoping it didn't disappear. You never know. And of course, we're settling into the new house. Things are nice. So that is what it is. But September for me is a lot more than just that cooler weather. September is the start for me of the two big sports seasons that I enjoy watching. I am a huge college basketball fan. Have been my whole life. Used to watch with my dad, and I have to say I do this time of year miss my dad, because he and I would have many arguments and discussions about IU football and IU basketball. It was a core tenet in our relationship, and I do miss having that ability to talk to him about what I was seeing, what was going on, what the various, you know, analysts were saying, and, you know, anyway, it is what it is, but it's good to see the IU football team, you know, get out of the gate 1-1. I mean, we lost to Ohio State, but it's kind of hard to beat Ohio State. They're perennially one of the top 5 or 6 programs in the country. And while they don't look as good this year in their 2 games as they have in the past, I am quite sure that by the time, the end of September or so, their new quarterback will kind of get himself together, and they'll either be in the top 10 or doing significantly better. So it's good to catch them early. Didn't get destroyed. I can honestly say I've got many, many childhood memories of playing Ohio State and just absolutely being pummeled. The other side of this time of year, of course, is that it's the ending of the baseball season, which is fun for me because I'm a huge fan of the Cubs, and they're actually doing well this year, so that makes me happy. And then, of course, college basketball starts, and that is always fun. And also, the National Football League starts. And I am a fan of, the NFL. So it's kind of fun to hang out with and watch the various sports teams as they continue to build out and enjoy their season. So that's always fun. The other thing I'm looking at is I have a couple of projects I need to find a handyman. I put a web request in, but I haven't gotten a response back. So I think I'm going to have to try somebody else. Finding a handyman is important because there's 4 or 5 projects I have that I really need someone to come along and do. I would do them, but honestly, the amount of effort for me to do them is 10 times more than if I just hire somebody to do it. So I'll go ahead and do what I usually do and hire somebody. It is what it is, right? You come to realize what the value proposition in life is. And then the last thing, which is kind of on a technical side, is I signed up for access, the early access to the Llama AI large language model. And I've downloaded the offline version of it. I want to train it on some IP that I have. I have some, you know, like anybody else, I have intellectual capital I've used and built over the years, and I'm going to train it on that, as well as some other information that I have. I have some free public domain Project Gutenberg books, so I'll train it on that kind of stuff just to see what it does, see how well it responds. And I realize the Google engine already has that, the access to the Project Gutenberg books and things like that, but it is an interesting reality to consider, when you train it on specific data that you're looking at and information that you find important. So that is kind of my next step with Llama. And of course, machine intelligence is really interesting to me right now because I see a future where machine intelligence is going to take over the world. It really has become a structural, almost component piece of how the world interoperates now. And I look forward to continuing that quest, as it were, because it's interesting, right? It's one of those things where the capabilities that are available continue to grow, and that growth is going to allow for just a whole new expression of the way people work and the way people operate in the world we live in. And I guess finally, the last thing here for this beautiful September day, the sky is blue, is I'm really enjoying the new placement of BirdBuddy. I talk about it in my blog a couple of times. When I was in Germantown, because trees were right next to our deck, the squirrels could run onto the deck safely, and the dogs really couldn't get to it. Now the deck is across the yard, and the squirrels have to cross the dog yard to get to where the bird buddy is. So what's happened is I've had an increase in birds compared to squirrels. I've had, oh, probably four or five squirrels, and I suspect I'll probably have a lot more squirrels arriving and being at the feeder come winter, because obviously they're, when they're not hibernating, they need to eat. So it'll be interesting. I do enjoy the pictures that I'm getting, and I'm getting a lot of birds that I hadn't gotten before, or that I got one or two of. And I did also learn, and I'll leave as my last note of the podcast. My whole life, I thought the bird known as the mourning dove was morning, morning. Good morning. Morning has broken. Daylight, sunshine, brand new day. It's not. It's actually a mourning, morning dove, as in funeral, as in sadness. So I learned something. Not necessarily proud of the fact that it took me most of my life to learn it, but I did learn the fact that it's not a mourning dove, it's a mourning dove. My name is Scott Anderson. Thank you for listening to my podcast, my first outdoor podcast ever.